This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to the Battleground. Indians are taking on the Triad Cardinals tonight. Supposed to be last night. This is a makeup game. And the if we win, we would play tomorrow night against Cincinnati Country Day and St. Bernard Elmwood Place. They're playing also tonight. Harold's here. Let me switch you stuff here, Harold. I'll give you this one. All right. Now I'll get over on the other side of you so we have the headsets in the right place. And so Indians, our first tournament game, Triad played a week ago last night against Houston, and they won that one 3-1.
3-1.
And Triad is 9-16 coming in. Indians are 14-10, and we've had several of the last one, two. I think we've only won one out of the last six games, but
all been tight, been close.
Yeah, and but I. On paper, we should win this one, but if our guys play like that, this will be the last game of the season.
Exactly.
So
that's exactly
we do
right.
not want to take anything for granted. But if we do win, we will play tomorrow.
Have any idea where?
Yes, we finally found out early afternoon. We're going to be playing in Trenton, south of Eaton. Look around 127, but I don't remember for sure.
Wow.
That's where the Miller Lite brewery got built. So Davey's here. I'm going to give him his headset and let you guys talk about this stuff. Ready there, Davey?
Gabby.
Hello, boys. How's everybody doing today?
Good. We're doing good.
Here we are. First game of tournament. Seems like forever since we did a game.
Forever since we did a game. That's right.
Jeez, Pete. But we got the Triad boys coming in here. District semis.
District semis.
Kind of weird. 40 years ago, we had to win like four games to win the sectional. At least three.
Yep. Automatic.
Now
you can.
We get a bye, win the sectionals, district semis.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. Triad comes in here at 9-16. You guys probably discussed all that good stuff.
Just got started.
3-12 in their league.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see what they got. You know, I think it's going to be one of those games that if we jump out and jump on them early,
could
I think we're
quick.
In business.
I hope you're right. I hope you are right.
Look at this thing. A little mini air conditioner.
We got a little Arctic air coming at us here. I love it.
It's fantastic.
We love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, the Indians now, you know, we got that dub. We got beat by Jay County, didn't we? Beat by Jay County. Then we went down and played Greenville. Spencey did that game, got a dub there. So we're coming off of that dub, right?
Yep.
So we got rained out. Now we're going to have to take on the Triad boys in these district semis. And you're working on the lineups there, and I'm looking through it. Not seeing a lot of seniors on that squad there,
no.
Big V.
One freshman. Jeez. What is that? 6 freshmen?
6 freshmen on this squad.
Young.
So they're going to get better as the time goes on. We just got to take care of business tonight and then move on to tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely.
So the 29th, we play the winner of Cincinnati Country Day versus St. Bernard. Elmwood.
Now we know where we're playing.
We are playing at Trenton Edgewood.
South of Eaton.
Really?
Road trip.
That is a road trip.
Major road trip.
5 p.m. Friday. I'm going to take off a little early.
About an hour and 32 minutes.
Fantastic. Fee and I leave here exactly at 3:32.
Get there. 1 minute.
Get there. Ah, perfect. Well, first things first, we got to take care of biz tonight, and umpires out there. Now we get to the tournament. Now we got three umpires, so we'll have one obviously behind the plate, two out on the bases, and I saw him talk to him a little bit as I was coming over here. They were out checking holes in the fences, see if there was any spots where the ball could go through or under. And
I said, we're good to go.
I said, certainly we didn't find any.
They better not be any.
Yeah, he said, nope, we never found a hole. I said, all right, that's good to go. Guys, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who them guys are. That one guy, I think we had him one other time. Fuzzy little fella out there, but super nice guy, I'm sure. Tuesday, June the 2nd, if we could somehow get through the districts tomorrow night, would be our next game. And we don't obviously know who we play or where we play at. Kind of a need-to-know basis, I guess.
Yeah.
Need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
What else is going on in school? Spencey, anything? It's about the only thing left, then. We got some track guys going to regional somewhere.
Track guys?
Somewhere I have written down who will play.
Oh, okay.
We're playing the same time as we are.
Very good. Very good.
Cincinnati, Homewood Place, St. Bernard, Homewood Place, and Cincinnati Country Day.
Yeah. We talked about that, I think, a little bit. So, very good. Well, I think, Benson, let's take a quick break. Let Fee finish up the old book. And then we'll be back after the national anthems and all that good jazz. Probably going to be a couple minutes. We'll be ready for first pitch right after this.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com, and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on The Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on The Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Pub 49 Bar & Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
All right, we're back here at the old battlegrounds, Fort Fee, and we're getting ready for the first game of tournament here. Indians got Luke Forkamp out there on the mound. Going to try to take care of the business here of the Triad Cardinals. You know what? We got 14 dubs. For us to get 20, we have to play the last game of the year.
Let's get her done.
Let's get her done.
I like it. Forkamp on the mound. I'm surely assuming they're keeping Garkey for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep.
Cincinnati team looks like it should be a little better matchup with us. Hopefully we play good tonight. Take care of business.
That's what we got to do. We just got to come out, get on top early.
Clean up the defense.
Yeah, and just keep the hammer down. Because
keep the defense cleaned up, no errors. I tell you what, this team don't make any errors. We can hit with anybody.
Oh, absolutely. We can score runs.
Without a doubt.
We just need to, like you said, get out to a quick start, put these guys on the bus and get them out of here, and then worry about tomorrow night and see if we can't make her to the regionals again, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be a great
trip. I assume that's probably at Newton.
Well, no, it doesn't say, so.
So maybe we ain't going to Newton.
Yeah, I mean, we played there at Newton thinking that that was where we was going to end up. But
pretty nice diamond.
It's very possible. That's where we played the regionals last year, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not too bad a drive either for us.
No. No, not bad. I think Triad had a couple-hour drive getting here, didn't they?
Yep. We got to get this baby in the bus.
Yes,
go.
We do.
Come on, look. Throwing strikes today, baby.
All right. The umpire's got the old paint shallot polished up, and J.J. Roberts going to step in there, left-hander. Left-hander from the Triad boys. Going to step in, and he's going to take the first pitch here. Tournament time for the Indians. Luke Forkamp from the windup comes in.
We're underway.
And the first pitch is a strike. There's a hard hit ground ball over to second base. Reese comes up with a backhand, fires over to Caden, and Caden makes a stretch out of this world and gets a good out. So. Nice play by Reese out there at second base. And the leadoff guy goes down 4-3. Trust your D.
I agree. That's the kind of defense we've got to play.
Yeah. Nice backhand by Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Quick turn. Fire over to first.
Beautiful throw. Great stretch. One away.
That brings up Waylon Holtzberry. shortstop.
Curveball.
Curveball comes in there for a strike.
Whalen Jr.
Luke knows his job here. He's got to just go out there, throw strikes. Don't give him any freebies.
Pitch to contact, let him hit it. That's a pretty good pitch.
That was a nice pitch. He pulled the string on it. I thought it was going to be called a strike, but I don't believe he did. There's a nice pitch right there, Bob.
Umpires tonight, played as Timothy Pierce. First base, we got Eric Treon. And third base, Samuel Spano.
That one's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes.
Head coach Michael Phillips for the Triad Cardinals.
Big tall fella standing down here in third base. Ooh. He's aiming that one. I agree with you 100%.
Those strikes, baby. Come on.
Three balls, two strikes. Rear back. Let her rip.
Copy, and I recommend the popcorn again.
Yeah, once again, popcorn solid.
Delicious.
Here comes the 3-2. That one swung on, and that's backhanded by Posty. Posty comes up and fires over to Caden. And that's going to go down 6-3. Two up, two down.
Popped her out of his glove right into his other hand and fired it over there. Nice
play. Made it look like he tried to do that, didn't he?
It did. Look professional.
That brings up the three-hole hitter, Duncan Funderburg. Catcher. Looks like a catcher build, doesn't he, Fee?
Yes, he does. Big boy.
Swinging at that first one, breaking ball.
Trying to get him a run right away.
Yeah, big breaking ball by Lukey, and he was way out in front.
Wind blowing out the right field tonight, looks like. Short one, that's going to drop probably.
And that was going to fall in front of Hayden out there in left field for the first base hit of the ball game. Goes the Duncan Funderburg.
Now batting number 16, Ty Bakken.
All right, look, settle down.
Nothing hurt.
No harm done there. These guys are not going to be familiar with Brody's.
No.
Quick throwback. And
yeah, he gets a little.
Chances
little
big are.
Big lead on that old secondary lead. He's going to get thrown out.
Yeah, he's going to be back in the dugout.
Big swing.
Yeah, big cut right there. Look, he gets out. No balls, two strikes.
That a boy.
It's a tied. Was it Bakken's? There's a ground ball. That's going to be up the middle for a base hit. 0-2 strike, and he throws it over there, and he puts it up the middle for Ty Bakken's. It's a freshman.
Freshman coming up?
I'm batting the right fielder, number one.
No, that.
Oh, that was.
I think young man was a freshman right there. So back-to-back base hits given up by Luke. Puts runners at first and second. Two outs here in the top of the first inning, and that's going to bring up Alex May. Runners at first and second. Keep them right there. Let's get the bats going.
Third base umpire could get killed.
He's standing in there.
He is standing right in there, and he ain't no small guy.
That one's popped up. Caden might have a shot at this one.
Bring it back to him. Nope.
Nope. Spun her out of the old ballpark. Yeah, this is the guy he's going to pick off down first. Freshman.
Freshman get a big old lead.
Mm-hmm. Brody's going to let him play that game for about 2-3 pitches and then way out there swinging at a bad one. Lukey gets a break. No balls, two strikes. Take care of himself, Sevens.
Yeah. Same account last time. Don't find anything too good.
There's the curveball, and that's hit over to Reese. Reese comes up with it all the time in the world.
Nicely.
Takes it over to Caden for out number three. They get a couple hits. They strand a couple. We got half an inning in the books. Indians coming to the bat. No score.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery, Ohio, taking on the Triad Cardinals. Triad beat Houston 3-1 in the previous week. It's been about a week since they played, too, I think.
Yeah, a lot of rain there. Rain out, so.
Lots of rain.
They're probably a little rusty just like us, and
looks like the next couple weeks is going to be nice weather.
Yes, it does. Looks like we should be able to go play some ball.
Play some ball is right. Like you said, if we can get to win 20.
We will play the last game of the season.
That would be kind of fun.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Been a couple years.
Been a few years. We have first three hitters for the Indians, as always. Reese Wendell, a center fielder. Colson Post, a shortstop. And Luke Fortkamp, our pitcher tonight.
Well, I think these seniors got it in their head that they want to make a run.
I
talked
so
to
too.
A couple of them, and they're like, you know what? Let's get her done.
Yep, I agree. I think they understand it was season number one's over, now season number two starts.
Well, here comes the real one.
And this one means a lot.
This one means more a little bit, maybe, huh?
Yep, can't lose any. Got to win them all.
Nope.
Strike one call.
Nice curveball. Young man out there on the mound. Alfred Johnson, is that his name? Is that 19? Or it's 12? Well,
slow roller.
Slow
could be
roller.
Trouble.
Could be a
off his foot. Foul ball.
J.J. Roberts out there on the old mound.
Yes, sir.
As Bubba would say, he's got a heck of a head of lettuce.
He does got a nice head of lettuce. Way out in front. Strike him out.
Pretty good curveball that young man's got right there, Fee.
That's a pretty good breaker there. First out of the inning. And that brings Colson Post to the plate. Indian shortstop. Another senior. Going to be hearing a lot of seniors from the 14.
Well, it's been a minute since we've seen live pitching other than the coach, right?
Yeah. Strike called. Outside corner. Colson trying to get this thing started.
Get her going here. Get her going.
Yep. Let's get a couple runs here. Start it out.
Check swing and a bad one.
Swing and a miss. Couldn't get that one stopped.
Nope, that was a high one. Didn't come down. And he was a foot blow. String a couple hits together here, boys.
Yeah, let's get something here. Got plenty of room out there. A lot of holes. A lot of off speed, Cappy. A lot of off speed.
Yeah, I get a piece of that breaker, put him back in the screen.
He's in the count. Two balls, two strikes. One away here, top of the or bottom of the first inning. Triad did not get a run in the first. Indians trying to get one, get the lead here. Fouled it off, high heat.
Hanging. He's hanging.
He battled. Probably was a ball there, but you can't take anything that close.
No, not with two strikes.
Nope.
Think he did the right thing there.
Got a piece of her.
Got about be way inside her in the dirt.
Ooh. Just a little outside. Full count. To the Indian shortstop. I forgot to get a hold of Coach Ike and get us some stats. Fouled back.
By God, if we play tomorrow night, we got to have him.
Yep. Coach will get him more.
Yeah.
I seen he had a little mini camp for little kids. Looked pretty awesome.
Oh, really?
Yep. Popped up.
Mile
high,
and a half high.
High, high, high. It's coming.
This ain't guaranteed.
He dropped it.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Backed up, kind of got on the mound and dropped the ball. We have a runner. Not sure why the shortstop or first baseman or somebody didn't help him out there.
Well, it went straight up in the air, and the pitcher took off like he's supposed to, got off the mound,
got
let the infielders take care of it. But it actually landed closer to the first base line, and then he had to end up go back and get it. As soon as I saw him go back, I'm like, uh-oh.
That ain't going to be easy. Then he kind of got up halfway up on the mound there a little bit, too.
Yep, got off
mound. Screws you up a little bit. Brings Luke Fortkamp to the plate. Luke. Looking to help himself. He's the pitcher tonight. Big swing, fouled back. The ball is one strike on the Indian pitcher.
I think that the Indians, I think Posting wants to get down there second.
Yep, he might be looking to steal.
I think he's looking to go. Jam shot. Out in the parking lot. All right, Lookie. Got to protect here. No balls, two strikes. Come on, Key.
That hits hard.
Left fielder, center fielder out there playing. Center fielder played him at the warning track.
And he was way back in.
He was. I thought for a minute he had him burned. I look out there, and hell, he's coming in.
Yep, he was playing him way deep.
Look, he hit that on the screws. Hit her about 335, 340, but he was playing him about 345.
Yep, he was way back. That brings Alex Garkey to the plate.
Hopefully that layoff didn't cool his bat because, holy cow.
He's been hitting the ball pretty good.
He has been absolutely on a tear with the old ball bat. That one's hit hard, and that's going to be a gapper
way
feed.
Way back in the gap.
That's going to hit the fence. Posty's coming around second. He's heading to third.
He's rounding third, heading
home. And Posty's going to come around, and there's going to be no throw.
Attaboy. Stand-up double for
So that answers that question. 44 still seeing the ball, and that is happy.
He's still staying hot. Attaboy. Big double for double and an RBI for Alex.
You couldn't put it anymore between those two outfielders.
Nope. That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Brody Hart comes to the plate. Indians got two outs. Big two-out hit there.
Big two-out hit. That's right.
Indian third baseman. We got another run out there. I hear Coach say, let's get him in. 55, get you an RBI here.
First pitch a little high, ball one.
Error on that one there. Come on, 5-5.
Yeah, first round across the plate, unearned.
Unearned, yep.
Pitcher can't blame any. Well.
Ooh, might have hit him. I did hit him, I think.
Did it?
Yeah.
Rubbed his
helmet. I thought I heard a little tick. He's going to the base. Caden Homan's going to come up.
All right.
Get hot here, Caden Homan.
Stepping to the plate to first baseman number 10,
Caden
Homan.
We got Clinky on deck.
I believe we do. Dylan Clinky, Dylan. The DH.
Come on, 10. Man, your right center is.
Yeah, he can run forever there. Timeout. Coach
right,
coming
Coach
out to talk
come out
to
and talk to his pitcher. Talk to the infield.
Didn't seem to be too bad to me.
those breaking balls been working good. And
yeah.
And that last one just got away from him a little bit. Nippered.
Yeah, just barely got
it. Hit Hardy, and now we got runners at first and second, two out.
Can't imagine he's got any sneaky plays on us or anything out there. They're doing a lot of talking.
They're talking a lot.
Runners are first and second. I'd say get the force out and let's get out here and hit. That'd be about all I'd tell them.
Any base, right?
Any base. He's got a lot of youngsters out there.
Yeah, he does. Probably just going over a couple of routine things that everybody should know, but
making sure they're remembering it.
Making sure, yeah.
10, get a drive here. Find a gap somewhere. Ball outside and low.
Good stop by that catcher because that goes back, and we got guys at second, third.
Yep, and you got two guys in scoring.
Good backhand by him.
Well done. Held back, ball two.
Man, that one looked good, too.
It did look good. Be aggressive here, 10. You like it, rip it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to throw one across the plate here.
One of them right field.
Going to give you a straight one.
Popped out. Second baseman calls
it. Going to be tough.
Calls it.
Going to be tough.
Oh, the right fielder gets it at the last second. Fly out to number 9 for the third out of the inning. In the inning, Indians get one run on one hit. Leave two men on base. After one complete, Indians lead it 1-0.
Good inning.
Good inning.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, welcome back to the LeFevre Complex here at the old Battlegrounds. Indians got a 1-0 lead, getting ready here for the top of the second inning. Luke out there on the mound, he's going to face 6-7-8. It's going to be Hartman, Blackburn, and Johnson. First three batters here for the Cardinals. Triad Cardinals, that is.
Triad Cardinals.
Hot chopper over to Garks. Garks comes up and fires one about 82 mile an hour over to
Caden,
right in the old mitt. Beautiful throw, beautiful play, 5-3, out number one.
Love quick inning.
Boy, those are the hops any infielder wants right there.
Yep.
Eye level. Fantastic.
Blackburn Sr.
Yep, Jaden Blackburn steps in, second baseman.
Lone senior for the old Triad boys.
Hits that baby well down the left field line. Going to come in there. Just a little foul out there.
Yes, sir. About a foot.
Hayden didn't take a very good angle at that puppy. Did he stop it or did he?
Nope. He was going to chase it down the line, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I thought it was going to squirt past him. And
easy stand-up double, but just a little foul. Just a hair ahead there, Blackburn.
Luke, nothing hurt.
Nope, no balls and a strike to him. Curveball gets a piece of that, fouls it back to the screen. Back. Now looking out in front, no balls, two strikes. Tied with two hits in their half of the first inning, but we strand them out there.
The
curveball comes in, and Craig cuts across the plate for strike three.
Nicely done.
First strike out of the game for Luke.
Third baseman, number 19, Alfred Johnson.
That brings up Alfred Johnson to the plate. Come on here, Purple. Come on. First pitch a little outside.
Outside.
Beautiful day.
Ooh, what a beautiful day. Probably got a little sweating in today.
I did sweat a little bit.
She's getting there.
Fastball comes in and gets a piece of that and fouls it back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Two outs here. Top of the second inning. Indians up 1-0. Got one unearned run in the bottom half of the first on a big old poke by Alex Garkey out to the fence.
Steve Rick.
Nice pitch right there.
Yes, it was. He's kind of hanging that curve.
Yeah, he
is. Got him fooled a little bit.
Here comes a 1-2.
Oh.
He hits a little piece of her. Hangs in there. Yeah, I can take 60 straight days just like this one.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Something tells me all of a sudden it'll go 98, 99, 97.
It's automatic.
Here comes the 1-2. That's way high.
That's what it did last year.
It did. It was chilly.
All of a sudden, sauna. About June, it was a sauna. Sauna till September.
All right, there's a ground ball. Weak ground ball over to Reese. Reese picks it up.
Boy.
Taylor made. Out number three. Three up, three down for the Indians in that inning. We'll go to the bottom half of the second. Indians on top. One zip.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Indians lead it 1-0. Going into the bottom of the second.
Build on that league here, Fee.
Yeah, we got to
build on it.
Dylan Klinke's going to lead off for the Indians, the designated hitter tonight. Followed by Reese Lefevre and Hayden Seifert. Taking their last warm-ups here.
Benson could have made more money there and ran another ad, you know?
Yeah, could have got one more.
Could have got a little more money for old Spencer. Way to go, Benson.
Could have been a B&D contest.
Probably was. He shut it off.
Might have cost you. Might have saved you some money.
Might have saved. Attaboy, brother. That's good stuff. Now we're choking on popcorn hulls.
Going down the old kernel. Kernels are getting me.
Unbelievable.
All right, Dylan.
Against the DH, number 24, Dylan Klinke.
Dylan's probably going to see some pitching action here.
Yeah, I think we'll see him on the mound. We might see him tonight, Jeff.
We could see him tonight, yeah. Fouls are off, back right over the top of us, onto the softball field.
Hopefully the old purple and white's got a lot of ball left in them here, Fee.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Gets a couple 4 or 5 wins in a row here.
I know St. Henry plays tomorrow night.
Yep. Play Parkway?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like somebody told me they were going to play Parkway again. Parkway beat them in the season, right?
Parkway beat them the first time, yeah. Gave them their first loss in the MAC, I believe, or second,
yep,
maybe.
Something like that. Come on, Dylan. Ball out. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on the Indian DH tonight. Dylan Klinke. Another senior.
That young man throws a lot of curveballs.
He does. Opt or foul. Staying alive, attaboy.
That was a straight one.
That was his fastball.
We're a decent little crowd over there in the old stands, V.
Yeah.
Last game at home here, that's for sure.
Yep, we're going to shut her down for the season. Ah, swung at the high heat, struck out. One away here.
The second baseman, number 2, Reese LaFever.
In the top of the, or bottom of the second, Reese LaFever comes to the plate. Indian second baseman tonight.
Come on here, 2.
2 had a great senior night here. If I remember right, he had about 2-3 hits.
Wasn't that fun?
Made a couple great plays on
that triple
defense.
Had triple and a double.
Yep.
And we got beat.
And we got beat in extras.
Yeah, in extra innings.
Popped up. Could be trouble. The fielder's coming hard, and he is not going to make the play. He dropped.
Nice hit. That was crazy the way them both laid there. I thought the left fielder had it in his glove. But it was laying on the turf.
He laid out. I got to give him a hit there, I think.
Yeah, base hit.
Blade.
Now batting the left fielder, number 7, Hayden Seifring.
All right, 7. Come on now.
Left fielder Hayden Seifring comes to the plate. Another senior. Indians are going to be young next year.
Yep, we're going to have a lot of freshmen next year on the old roster.
We are going to have sophomores and freshmen, a bunch of them.
Start over and rebuild.
Yep.
Take your lumps. We know how it's going to be.
Yep.
Going to have some rookie mistakes and some freshman mistakes, but you learn from those.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a lot of talent down there, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
A lot of kids down there in the little leagues and pony leagues. Pretty good.
Got some good players, yeah. Swing and fouled it off here, Hayden Seifring. Strike 1.
I drove down to the little league tournament a couple times, and wow, what a crowd. And
it was big.
You know, dang, I wish they could just get just a skoshy better weather.
Yeah.
There goes the runner. Hit
Ground
and run.
Ball, a little hit and run action. Throw over to first. Got him. 2 away in the inning.
Stepping to the
plate. Aiden with a 5-3.
All right, Reese, let's get him in here. We got him over
Reese
there.
Reese LaFever made it to second now.
Aiden did his job.
He's
got him
in scoring
over.
Position.
Yes, sir. Let's go now.
Let's go, Reese. Reese struck out the first time up. Looking to make up for that right here. Way high. Ball 1.
Might have been his fastest pitch yet.
Yeah.
Got some speed on
he
that.
He likes lots of curveballs. A lot off speed. Pitch outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
All right, Reese, it could be a good pitch right here. Come on, kid.
Be a good one to hit.
It's a good one. Give her a rip.
Stays off the curveball.
Threw that curveball.
3 balls, no strikes.
2-0 pitch. That's confidence right there, my friend.
Yep. Gives him the old take-a-roo sign, I'd say.
I'd have to think he's, yeah, look at him. He's crowding the plate. Making the old plate pretty tiny.
There's a strike at the knees.
Take it all away.
Now it's time to hit.
Don't give you another one, same spot.
Yeah, give him another one right there, and he'll drive her out into right center. Ball high.
Good
he's
eye.
On base.
Good eye.
With a base on balls, our first base on ball.
batting the shortstop, number one, Colson Post.
Come on, Colson Post. Come on, Colson Post.
Colson Post. First time up, got on an error. Pitcher dropped it, and he ended up scoring a run.
That's right. Only run to reach the plate so far in this ball game.
So far, he's the only one to score. Takes it outside, ball one. Swing and a miss.
Took a good
count
at it.
One ball, one strike.
Good rip.
Yep, got no problem there.
If the Indians can hang on to win this thing, tomorrow night we play at Edgewood Middle School.
Swing and a miss, high heat.
Address is 5005 State Route 73 in Trenton, Ohio.
Trenton, Ohio.
Hour and 30 minutes.
There's a line drive, base hit in the right field. Right fielder's up with it. Reese is going to round the second, around third, heading for home, and he's in. With our second run of the inning.
Attaboy, Reese.
Good job, Reese. Reese Wendell sneaks on over to third. We got him on the corner.
Yeah, as soon as he took off and threw that ball home, Reese Wendell standing on third just like he's supposed to.
Like he's supposed to.
Pitcher number 77, Luke Fortkamp.
Nice piece of hitting right there,
Fever. Nice hit by Colson. Base hit into right field. Right fielder came up throwing, but no chance of getting Reese Lefevre. Got him on the corner. Scalby wouldn't be surprised to see him take off.
I think we'll see Posty take off here pretty shortly.
Luke Fortkamp comes to the plate.
Luke's got to give him a pitch or two to get his butt down there.
Yep. Luke flied out to center field. Pretty far
hard,
drive.
Hard.
Yeah, hit a long one. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch. Come on now. We got to get him in.
Left fielder, literally 20 feet from the warning track.
They are way back.
They are deep.
There he goes. Throw back to the pitcher. Fires over to third. Everybody's safe.
Believe that was the play.
Yes, sir.
Back to the pitcher. Over to third.
Colson is now.
All right, Sevens. Come on now. Big hit right here. Drive in two more.
Boy, that'd be big. Cricket time. Gets away from him. 99 sneaks down about halfway and then heads back. Two balls and a strike on big number 77. Get you an RBI here, big boy. Swing and a miss.
Chase that high with you.
That one he got behind a little bit. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of two.
Don't see that, Uncle Charlie.
Fastball, threw it right by him. In the inning, the Indians get a run on two hits. They leave a couple on base again after two complete. 2-0 Indians.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in western Ohio and eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
All right, here we go. Back for the top of the third inning. It's going to be 9-1-2, Connor Hayes, and then we roll back to the top to J.J. Roberts.
Let's go get that first guy, number 9.
Yep, let's get that 9-hole hitter out.
Good start.
If I read the stats right, and I'm probably wrong, somebody will correct me. I think the Reds stranded 17 runners last night.
It's unbelievable. Bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth. Didn't get any, didn't score.
I was sleeping by that time.
Puked. Couldn't get a big hit.
Couldn't get the hit. Look out in front. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 offering.
Oh,
bumped him right in the old belt buckle.
Belt buckle was a kaboom.
So the first guy plunked goes to the Cardinals, and he's down at first base. Ah, looky. In front of him, 0-2.
All right, let's get some defense here. Let's double.
Come on, kid.
A little double play here, maybe 6-4-3.
Yeah, J.J. Roberts, he's back in there for his second time at bat. He grounded hard out to Reese Lefevre his first time up.
Yep.
He hits one that hard again, and he backhands that puppy. It could be 2.
He would have a shot, wouldn't he?
Yes, sir. Showing bunt, bunts it over to Gark. Gark come up, and he's firing to second. Gets
nicely done.
Yeah, he got a terrible jump. I mean, he didn't take off until the ball was on the ground, and by that time, Garks had plenty of time to.
Yeah, he wasn't halfway there.
He wasn't halfway to second.
Yep.
So, Roberts reaches
nicely
on the
done.
Fielder's
nicely
choice.
Done there by Garks.
He's down at first. Connor Hayes goes down 5-4, out number 1.
Wonski.
And that brings up Waylon Holtzberry.
Popped up.
That's high in the air. Posted calling for it, and he makes the play for out number 2.
Two down.
I got one.
Well done.
P6 out 2.
I like it.
Brings up Duncan Funderburg. Duncan had a base hit his first time up. One of the two hits for the Cardinals. Comes off number 6 here. The old catcher.
Catcher. Dropped one right in front of Hayden Seifring last time.
Ooh.
Good pitch.
Pulled the string on him and had him fooled big time.
He had him fooled.
No balls and a strike.
I love it.
That one he golfs out there towards Anthony Reisner. Anthony gets underneath it. Puts her in the old mitt for out number 3.
Nicely done.
Nice job by Luke.
Yeah, we got another 0. I
absolutely
love it.
Another goose egg. We strand the guy.
Cricket number time.
And now we go to the bottom of the 3rd. Indians on top. 2-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burke.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at FowlerMechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
We are back here at LaFever Complex, baseball and softball complex. What a wonderful place to play baseball.
Man, oh man, wouldn't it have been cool to play here?
It would have been fun to play here, Calvin. First three hitters are going to be 4, 5, and 6. Alex Garkey, followed by Brody Hart, and then Caden Homan.
Dream come true to have Garks bat leadoff, nobody on for these guys.
Yeah, they're happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping to the plate for the Indians, number 44, Alex Garkey.
Stay hot, 44, stay hot. Ball a little low. Innings got 4 men left on base so far in the first 2 innings. We got to get that big hit. Drive a couple in.
Yeah, we're getting our solo run.
Yep. He held.
That's like a pretty good check swing right there. You know that?
About broke his wrist.
Hurt me.
That did hurt. 44's got a 2-0 count. Gonna throw you a fast one. Nope. Curveball again in the dirt. 3 balls, no strikes. On the Indians' third baseman. Hopefully pitching tomorrow night, I'm guessing.
I would have to think so.
Sure think so. Ball 4. We got a base runner.
Taking all the way.
Yes, he was. Base on balls for the leadoff hitter, Alex Garkey.
Now batting the catcher, number 55.
I'll see if I can find some scores, but pretty
see
early.
What you got. Brody Hart coming to the plate. Brody got nicked. Just enough to get to first base on a hit by the pitch. I'm saying he'd like to be hit like that every time.
Oh, heck yeah.
Don't hurt. I get first base. Big lead down there for Alex. Pop foul down the right field line.
Delphus Jefferson against Delphus St. John's tonight in the district semis.
Delphus versus Delphus. I bet Delphus wins.
Delphus going to win that game.
Delphus is going to bet the house on that.
Bubba, you can bet on that one, brother.
Yep.
He's mad at us, ain't he?
It's a good bunt. Dives to first, but he didn't get it. Nice sacrifice, though, by Brody. Gets Alex up to second. Sacrifice for the first out of the inning. And that brings
number 10, Caden Homan.
First baseman Caden Homan. Popped out last time up with a couple runners on.
The phone says that Summit Country Day is playing Anna.
Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
At Edgewood.
At Edgewood. Interesting.
Doesn't say Cincinnati Summit Country Day. It just says Summit Country Day.
Summit.
Anna's not in our division.
We got what, St. Bernard, or who's the other one? Is it Country Day?
We have Cincinnati Country Day.
Or?
I always thought it was Cincinnati Summit Country Day.
I always thought it was, too. Ball in tight. 2 balls, no strikes on Caden.
Our thing says Cincinnati Country Day versus St. Bernard Elmwood Place.
Elmwood.
At Trenton Edgewood. With weird stuff going on, Pete.
That's some neat stuff. In the dirt, all the way to the fence. Alex says, I ain't going.
Alex says, I can score from here.
Yep.
No scores on old WOSN.
3 balls, no strikes on Caden Homan. I would guarantee he's taking one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
J.J. Roberts heading back to the mound, rubbing up the ball. Getting ready to pitch to Caden Homan. Called time.
Caden, he is the classic at
He's
that.
He's a classic last second, isn't he? Time.
You are screwing around. Time.
Time out. Come on, Tim. Get you an RBI here. There's a strike. Come on, Tim. Dig in now. Give
this
me the middle
is your
of the ball
pitch.
One time. Popped up, dropping them hands. Long way for the
that
center
baby
fielder.
Is super way high. Holy cow, was that high.
Yeah, that's a fly ball again.
Dropping the hands is exactly right. It's a good call right there, Fee.
Dropping the hands a little bit.
Dropping the hands and uppercutting.
Ugh, what did I do here?
Don't tell me.
I did it again.
Oh, my God.
We got a base on balls here and not there.
Garks walked.
We got a sacrifice first out here. You know what, though? If he goes on that wild pitch, that's a sacrifice fly.
Yeah, that's right. That's why.
Got to go.
He gets to go.
Yep. F8. Second out of the inning.
I think he'd have tagged on that. It wasn't super deep, but I think he'd try it. I'd have sent him.
I would have, too.
Just a piece.
Dylan battling. One ball, two strikes on him. Struck out. Swinging his first time up. Let's get a hit here. Get that run in. He did. There's a base hit right field. Garkey drowned in third, heading for home. He's in standing up.
Nice piece of hitting right there by Dylan.
Single for Dylan. Nicely done.
We are a lock to score one run an inning right now.
We are one run lock, no doubters. Number two, Reese LeFevre comes to the plate. Base hit and scored a run. Scored our second run last inning.
That Bobby and Big Al out there in the hill in the center field?
Oh, could be.
You don't think Bobby,
the finest.
You don't think Bobby's making fun of the Cubbies right now, do you? Cubs got a little bit of a
fouled off.
Fouled off the somebody's mask.
Right off the noggin of the catcher. Yeah. Cubs fans can't be too happy right now. Come on, Reese. Pop back foul.
Defensive swing there. Didn't give it a stride.
Yep. No balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the third. Indians lead it 3-0. Scored a run in every inning so far.
Mm-hmm. Three runs on four hits.
Half swing.
That is exactly where he put the last one, I think.
Yep, this time he got him. Flies out to the center fielder for the third out. Indians in the inning. Get one run on one hit. Leave one on base. After three complete, 3-0, Indians.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hotpoint appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Want to do a shout-out to old Radio Rob from PG-14.
Yes, sir, one of the best.
Just found out he had a little bit of a knee infection, and now he's going to have a knee replacement. He was in the hospital for a minute. I did not know any of that, but good luck to you, Big Robbie boy.
Get better, Rob. We're thinking about you, bud.
Yeah, now we know we sure are. All right, here we go. It's going to be 4-5-6. Ty Botkins steps into the plate.
Freshman.
Takes the first pitch, strike right at the old hips. Tried no runs on two hits. Both hits came in the first inning. Back to backers.
Mm-hmm.
Curveball gets in the dirt. Evens the count at 1-1. Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, the Cubs are fantastic, too. That old – it's just –
it's tough.
I know. Who'd have ever thought that?
And how about the Reds going on a – what was that, 10-12 game losing streak?
It was unbelievable.
Oh, brutal. Even if you lose half of them.
And the Cubs fans are making fun of us, so it's just kind of
– got to rub it in a little bit.
Yeah, kind of comes back. Here comes a 2-1. That's a high chopper. Down to Garks, fields it on a nice hop, comes up and fires one about 87 mile an hour across the field over to Caden.
Yep.
Going to go down in the books as a 5-3.
Nicely done.
Had to hustle that a little bit. That last hop kind of slowed everything down.
Slowed it down. He had to wait on it. But he has got the gun to get it done.
Yeah, he definitely got enough speed in that arm. That brings up Alex May. Alex grounded out to Reese Lefebvre his first time up. Swing and a miss.
There's a good pitch.
Luke on a little mini roll here. He's
starting
he's
to get
set
going
down.
Here.
Yeah,
I like it.
Set down. 8 of the last 9. That one's popped up. Anthony Reisner coming in out in right field makes the play.
Nicely done.
He didn't look super comfortable.
He had one at Jake.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's still in his head a little
bit. Oh, without a doubt. You can tell the way he's catching it.
He's got both hands jumping on it. I guarantee he ain't dropping it. I got both hands on this. It ain't happening. Never again.
I love that kid.
Gotta love it.
Two up, two down.
How about a quick inning here? Lukey? Stay up.
And that
Brody,
one's popped up. Brody's thinking about
come
it.
Come here.
Brody. And he makes a play.
What a catch.
I think he made a play on a dive.
What a catch.
He did. That was unbelievable.
That was a diving back. What a play.
I tell you what, for a catcher to go back and make a play like that, that's just.
That's big time.
And he caught that maybe, what, 8 inches off of the ground? Maybe
off the ground, yeah.
Three up, three down. He set down 9 of the last 10 batters. We got half the game in the books, V.
We're sliding right along.
We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Indians on top. Three zippers.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery. A big tournament game tonight, our first tournament game. Indians lead it 3-0 after 3.5. Bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, I don't think
we
they
are
really.
Number 9 hitter, Hayden Seifring leading off.
They really haven't played anybody that we played. I'm looking through their schedule, but Houston in the sectional finals, we played Houston, but.
We thumped Houston pretty good.
Did we play Bradford?
I don't think we did. No, yeah. I don't really. Popped up. Could be trouble. Right fielder was going back. Now he's got to come in, but the second baseman calls it. He's got it for the first down of the inning. One away, and that brings number 99, Reese Wendell, to the plate. Reese got a base on balls his last time up.
I think he wants to put a little lumber on the ball this time, Pete.
I think he does, too. He's ready to hit one hard somewhere. Strike one. Kid's got a pretty good curveball.
It's been super consistent.
Definitely have us a little bit off balance. And there's a shot right at the third baseman. He knocks it down, fires over. And he got him. That was a rocket shot down the third base.
Reese kind of coasted. He thought a kid caught it, and then he saw he dropped it, and then he took off again, about tripped and fell. But, yeah, that third baseman, look at third baseman showing the shortstop.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I didn't see it.
Me. I didn't even see it.
I didn't see it. Caught me right in the heel of his hand.
Yes, he did. Colson Post coming up the plate. He got a base hit last time with an RBI. Bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, I would like to see us put the old crooked number up there and take a little wind out of their sails.
Get going and try to keep them out of here. They're hanging around. Ball high. Two down. One ball, one strike. On the Indian shortstop. Ball high.
Last couple up a little bit.
Yep. He might be getting a little tired, maybe.
He had that one inning where he threw a bunch of pitches.
Yep. The Triad Cardinals.
Yeah, 3-0. Three straight balls there, Fee.
Yes, sir. Three balls, one strike. Hitter's pitch here. If he gives you something nice. Ball full.
All right.
Base on balls. We got a runner.
All right.
I would be very surprised if he don't head to second.
Well, I think we got to get him down there again. We could use that run.
Got to get that one run.
Yeah, we got to get a run here.
Come on, Luke.
There he goes.
There he goes.
And catcher comes up, fires down into second.
Safe.
He's in there. Easy peasy. So we got us an SB on the books.
Another SB for the Indians.
Posty down there at second. Now, Sevens, you got a chance to drive him in.
Help yourself.
I feel good about it.
I do, too.
I do, too. I mean,
help
I just
yourself.
Think, yeah, we're going to get another run here.
Ball in the dirt. You don't do it. I know 4-4 is ready to do it on deck.
I know. We got to get him up there with runners on.
With runners on. Ball high.
Taking all the way here. Come on, Sevens. We got a hot hitter up coming up. Get down there.
Three balls, no strikes. J.J. Roberts throws a strike there.
Not a big tall kid, but got a lot of junk.
Does got some good junk.
Ball there we
four.
Go.
All right.
Here we go. Come
third
on, fours.
Base on balls for the Indians.
Base knocker here. Come on, kid.
Number 44, Alex Gerke.
Coming first and second. Alex Gerke to the plate. Had a base on balls twice.
Pitcher out there disgusted with himself, shaking his head. Now the coach's going to come out and talk
coach.
To him. Not sure he's going to take him out, but I think he's going to come up and say, all right, if you remember, right? This kid had an exit velocity of 107 miles an hour.
Hit it hard.
And about knocked the wall over.
Yeah.
So don't throw him a sugar bowl in there.
Do not throw him in. He can hit.
Well, again, if they can get out of this jam, they still got a couple at bats here. And
yeah. I mean, they're hanging right here.
Yeah. It's 3-0 ball game. They haven't had a hit since the first inning, but. Doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
Indians 3 runs on 4 hits. Only been one error so far in this ballgame.
Yep. That was the pitcher. Tough play by the pitcher.
Yeah. One of them that he didn't think he was going to have to make.
Shouldn't have to make the play, but he did. And he dropped her. All right. Meeting's breaking up at the mound. Coach is heading back in the dugout. Boys are heading back to the bases.
J.J. Roberts going to stay out there.
J.J. Roberts still going to pitch to Alex Gerke. This would be one where he could deposit one out of here, and that would put a hurt on him.
That would definitely take a little wind out of the old sail.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Force. Base knock here.
In the dirt. Ball one. It's about 4 in a row, 5 in a row.
Yeah, I think he got one strike error on Lukey there on the 3-0 pitch and then came back with ball. So, yeah, 4-5 for sure.
4-5 anyhow.
5-6, whatever it is.
Ground ball down to the coach. Coach, nice scoop.
Short-handed it.
Short-hopped that one. That's a nice play, coach. Evens the count, one ball, one strike on Alex.
You can tell he wants to hit. Fours don't look. He's not looking for a walk.
He ain't looking for a walk. He's got two of them already in a double.
Not looking for a walk.
Ball out.
Good eye. Don't swing at something bad either.
Nope. Don't help him.
The old ball orchard looks fantastic out there.
Sure
the old
does.
Grass and stuff. Mowed up. So nice. Big swing and a miss.
Big swing and a miss. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the inning.
Anxious. Come on, Forrest. Sit back here, kid. Going to bring that Uncle Charlie to you.
Shoots it by the shortstop. One run's going to score. Easy. Big Luke's going to make her to third. We're first to third, and Alex is in with a double.
I don't think shortstop even seen it.
He didn't. He looked over at third baseman. Had no idea what
Yeah, I don't think he saw it.
Sunshine, a little tough on him. Colson Post scores easy. Lukey now at third base. And
you don't think we can actually get more than one this inning, do you?
Oh, that'd be crazy.
We started this with two outs, nobody on, didn't we?
Yep, two outs, nobody on. And
I thought our one-run rally was going to be over with, but no.
Nope.
Somehow, we could potentially sneak a three-bagger
in
here.
Let's get rid of these lobbers. These LOBs are starting to make me mad. Left on bases. Brody, get these bases cleaned off here. 4-0 after four innings. Indians have scored one in each inning so far. Looking to break the habit right here. Maybe
I agree. Let's put a three spotter on them here. Base hit. Gark's going to score.
Ground ball. Second base. Second baseman up with it. Fires to first. Got him by a step. 4-3.
Well, we did it again.
We did it again. We got one run on one hit after four complete. Innings now lead it 4-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sport.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds. Luke Forkamp back out there on the mound for his fifth inning of work. He's held the boys no runs, two hits so far in this ballgame. Let's see if he can keep her going.
Yep. Keep it going, Lukey.
Top of five, he's going to face 7-8-9. Blackburn, Johnson, and Hayes. First pitch in there, just a smidgey outside for ball one.
There's a good pitch.
Nice pitch right there. Evens the count at once.
Our co-partner, Bobby's just about out of here. He's heading to Florida.
That is correct, too.
To Disney World.
Ah, good pitch. Pulled the old string on him, had him out there. Couldn't do nothing about it. One ball, two strikes.
Go,
Good
got pitch. It right there. Second strike out of the game for Lukey on a back-to-back Uncle Charlie's.
Hold your string on him.
Number 19, Alfred Johnson.
When we went to Disney and the kids were little, and I forgot to tell Bob, but one of the funnest things we did, I don't remember where we stayed. I have no idea. There's lagoons and water and everything all around.
Yep.
Well, that one's popped up foul out of play. I rented a pontoon and a guy to take us fishing, just a local Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And he took us out bass fishing, and we had an absolute ball.
Catching them wide
open. Oh, man, we had fun.
That's fun.
That was a little high.
Boy, Birdie didn't move his glove an inch.
Should be one ball, one strike, I'm thinking. He found that one over the fence. Here comes a 1-1 offering.
Oh,
that one goes off the back of his jersey, and he plunks the second guy in the game.
Two plunkers. We don't like that.
Nope. At least it wasn't the same guy. This guy's coming up to the plate now. He got hit once before.
Yep.
He got Look at Spence. He's all his little contraption he's got.
He's got traptions wide open.
We're out of game balls.
We're out of game balls.
Yep. He said that's
Game's
last.
Over. We win.
Well, if we're out of balls, we're up 4-0.
I think we win.
Let's head her home. Taco time.
It's taco time.
Dollar conies tonight up here at the old orchard.
Buck conies can't beat that.
And they load them up, too.
Yep. They're trying to get rid of everything.
Todd Homan made me a triple cheeseburger one night.
Couldn't hardly carry it home.
It was unbelievable. I was a mess till I got home. I had cheese all over my face.
Every dog in the neighborhood's following you.
Oh, yeah. I had turned around and I could hear everything barking. Come on, Lucky. Come on now, kid.
Let him bunt it.
That one's outside. Ball two.
Lucky,
settle down here, Seven. Settle down here.
He can't have ready.
Well, he hasn't pitched out of the stretching so long.
Yep. I'd say it's a short lease tonight. Got Caden and you got Dylan.
You got plenty of arms out there now. We ain't played in a while.
Yep.
Ball three.
You might be getting tired.
Well, I'd say the old lead strap just lost another link in it right there.
Three balls, no strikes.
He's got nobody out. If he had two outs, he'd probably see another guy here. But he's got nobody outs. And
There's
a strike.
Strike.
That a boy.
Battle back now.
Yeah, next thing you know, you got the tying run on deck.
One more
if he
ground,
walks another guy here.
Little ground ball to short, though, and we got two out.
Yes, sir. Just that quick.
Come on, Luke.
That a baby. That a baby way to battle back here.
He's looking.
Now he gets him in three balls, two strikes.
Strike him out.
Cooper Hayes.
Pretty good lead down there.
There's a ground. There it is. Quick flip to short,
nice
over
play.
To first, and that's going to be the four, the six, and the three
yes.
double play.
That helped.
That is what you call an ending. We must have had an out. Oh, yeah, we had an out. We had a strikeout. I didn't even have it in the book. Cooper Hayes knocks into a 4-6-3 to end this inning. And the Indians now, six out away from going to the district finals tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a couple more runs, Fee. We're up 4-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth here right after this. Let's get a crooked number and get this baby in the bag. We'll be right back.
I like it.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our museum will begin this year's monthly speaker series on Sunday, May 31st, hosting Zachary Destel, curator of the Sons of the American Revolution Museum, and he'll talk about the Charleville muskets, the main weapon used in the two battles here at Fort Recovery. There will be two sessions that day, 1 o'clock and 3:30, and there will also be one-hour guided battlefield tours at noon and 2:30. This is a great opportunity to find out more about the importance of the Charleville muskets that were the weapon of choice for the U.S. Army at the time of the battles here. Speaker Zachary Destel at the museum, Sunday, May 31st, at 1 o'clock and 3:30, with optional guided battlefield tours at noon and 2:30.
Leading off for the Indians, the first baseman, number 10, Caden
Holmes. Oh, okay. We're back here at the Battlegrounds, the bottom of the fifth. Indians lead it 4-0. Caden Homan will lead it off for the Indians. Caden Homan, Dylan Klinke, and Reese Lefevre will be our first three hitters. Strike one, curve ball, rise the belt. Caden, keep that shoulder up, drive that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Getting under just a little bit. He's close. Foul ball.
Good rip at that one.
Yeah, he did. That's better. Now you got to protect. Anything close. Line drive right at the second baseman. Bobbles it. Comes up. Still got him at first, but he hit the ball hard there. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, he hit that ball on the screws, and infielder had plenty of time after the bobble to pick it up.
Yep.
Barehanded. Fired over to first for out number one.
Pinch hitting for the Indians, number 19, Garrett Diller.
4-3, first out of the inning.
Got that new hitter here, Fee.
We got a pinch hitter, Garrett Diller, number 19. Another one of the Indian seniors, 11 of them fellas. Been a lot of fun watching them play ball the last 4 years.
You ain't kidding.
Referee, our umpire's got to get everything right. Our coach coming out.
Damn, what is going on?
Yes, pinch hitting for Dylan Klinke.
Gonna let him do a little DH in here.
Let him hit here. Let the senior have his last swing, probably in this stadium.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Hopefully. Fifth inning. We need a sixth spot here just to end this thing. Be done.
Hey, they ain't that the truth.
Strike one call.
Come on, Garrett. Come on, kid.
Yeah, we need a runner here. Garrett, come on. That might do it. Right there is a base hit into left field. That a boy, Garrett.
That's a good one. That's one he'll remember right there.
Yep. Garrett Diller with a single. We got a runner on. Reese Lefevre comes to the plate.
No, I think we're going to let McCain bat. I think it's the first time back since his surgery.
Oh, he's back. We are pinch hitting. Ian McCain.
Perfect. I'm glad to see he's
absolutely
able.
We miss him. He's been playing, played good ball before he got sick. Garrett, pretty nice lead down there at first. Pitch way high to McCain.
Ian, one of the boys that will be back next year on the old starting
he
lineup,
will
probably.
Be. He'll be one of our leaders. Fouled it back.
Pretty crazy. 11 seniors, 2 juniors on this roster.
Yes, sir.
Looks like they could do some damage.
Yep.
Good
ball
eye.
Low.
Good eye.
3 balls and a strike here on Ian McCain.
Garrett Diller out there at first. He's their guy that's going to have to get our first run.
Strike called on the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Go here with maybe a little hit and run.
Yeah, let's make him swing in here. What do you think?
I think too. Garrett's got a pretty good lead. There he goes. Swing and a miss. I don't know that. Whoops, he's in trouble. He's
that
out.
Was. Strike him out, throw him out.
Strike
Gary,
him
you got to get down, brother.
Yeah.
You got to get dirty. I don't know what he was thinking there, but you got to get down and get in sliding position.
Yes, sir. So, this was a K. Swinging for the second out, and then a throw him out for the third out. In the inning, no runs, one hit, nobody left on base. After five complete, Indians lead it 4-0.
Mercer County Engineer Jim Wiekert is announcing that crews have started the yearly chip and seal work on approximately 90 miles of rural roads in Mercer County and will continue for most of the summer season. Work will begin southeast of Salina and move clockwise throughout the county, ending northwest of Salina. County and township roads with loose stone or loose gravel signs posted are the roads that are scheduled to be chip and sealed this season, and these roads will have temporary closures during the chip and seal process. Any excess stone from the placement of the asphalt emulsion will be broomed off after the asphalt emulsion has set up, usually within a day or two of the chip and seal work. Mr. Wiekert reminds you that yard mowing trimmings should not be blown onto the county and township roads. Blowing cut grass on the pavement creates additional prep work to get the roads ready for chip and seal and also impedes the speed of the preparation work. And even more important, blowing excess grass onto the roadway can be hazardous for motorists, especially motorcycle riders, due to the loss of traction. So please blow the first couple of passes nearest the road back toward your property. The grass cuttings can be even more dangerous with rain on the roadway. The County Highway Department thanks you for your patience in helping to keep the traveling public and our county highway workers safe.
Hey, welcome back here to the old battlegrounds. We're going to get ready for the top of the sixth inning here. Luke Forkamp back out there for a sixth inning of work?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how do you not take him? Put him out there.
He keeps throwing zeros up.
Yeah. Five straight goose eggs, gave up two hits.
We'll go into
he deserves another chance here. I mean, if you look at it, he's retired 13 of the last 14 batters.
Done a perfect job. Indians played good defense tonight so far. Let's keep it up.
Pop him up out of the play. Evens the count of one ball, one strike. Looks like Buppy might be out there joining the boys out there on the hill.
Yep.
Could be Buppy and his lovely bride. There's a ground ball. Over to Ian McCain, gets a crazy hop, comes up, fires over again, he still
nice
takes care
job.
Of biz.
That's the way to stay with it.
That was nicely done to the leadoff guy, J.J. Roberts.
Number five,
Waylon.
One up, one down, brings up Waylon Holtzberry. Ian McCain now out there at second base. And what we got, Grant Forkamp out in left field.
Diller stayed in right field.
Diller's out there. Garrett's out in right.
Grant Forkamp left. Ian McCain stays in the game at second.
About all the changes.
That's about it.
Nice pitch right there by Sevens.
Sevens painting the corners. I like it.
Absolutely. Pitched a good game, Fee.
He has. He's been very solid.
Here comes the one ball, one striker. Oh. Jeepers, creepers. Threw that with a 38 mile an hour.
That gets swung
three times.
And
that kid, that young man.
He had full big time.
He swung, regrouped, swung again. Ball still wasn't to the batter,
sure
to the plate.
Pitch. Come on, Luger.
That's two balls, two strikes. One away here. Top of the sixth inning. Indians clinging to a 4-0 lead. They scored one in every inning, first four innings.
Right,
check swing, right back out the old pitcher.
Nice job.
Lukey takes her over to Caden, hands it off for out number two. Two up, two down.
Oh, zeros. Keep them zeros coming, Gabby. Give us four more outs.
Damn right. Now we're at 15 of 16 straight guys. He's retired.
Done a heck of a job tonight.
That brings up Duncan Funderburg.
Funderburg.
Had a base hit in the first. Flew out to right field a second time up.
Good pitch. He's throwing strikes.
Yeah, now he's starting to think, hey, wait a minute, I can finish this yet.
Yep. Throw two hitter, get out of here. Grounder foul.
Grounder down to the old Indian dugout. Luke gets in front, no balls, two strikes.
Sevens and this inning.
Yeah. He's been putting on a show here.
Early in the season, had no hitter. Been a pretty good job on the mound this year.
That one's popped up out towards the old parking lot.
We pretty much had Alex Garkey penciled in to be a no doubt our ace, and we had Dylan Klinke for sure to be another good pitcher. Mm-hmm. But we did not. I didn't have Luke or Caden Holman.
They threw a lot of games.
They both pitched well.
Did Caden lose? I think at one time
he was a Crestview game. He lost 4-3. That was his only loss.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, he's had a good year too.
All right, here comes the 1-2, the curveball. That's swung on and hit out in right center. Boy's got to make a play for it, and that's going to be a base hit. Over the head of Garrett Diller, and that one is going to be thrown in, and that is a stand-up, two-out double.
Double.
For Duncan Funderburg. So, for the runner in scoring position, first time since the first inning, that brings up Ty Bakkens.
Bakkens,
another guy that had one of the other two hits.
Another freshman.
Yeah, Funderburg now with two of the three hits. Curveball comes in there, and it's going to – I thought it was a little 40, high. I called him strike.
42 miles an hour.
Yeah, called it strike.
He's working it.
That was in the dirt, one.
Nice job by Brody to block it, keep it in front. Runner stays put at second.
Yeah, that ball carried pretty good out there to right center.
It did. It definitely was blowing out earlier, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Out that way.
That's a ground ball over to Garks. Garks lays it, and he's going to come around third, and now he's going to be diving back into third, and they keep him right there. Coach knows he needs four runs.
Yep.
Wasn't going to risk it, and now they got runners at first and third, so base hit. They give him a base hit. We'll give him a base
first
hit.
First and third.
So their number three and their number four guys have all four hits.
Have four hits.
Each guy has two hits. Funderburg and Bakkens.
Alex May, little sophomore.
Now brings up Alex May. Alex is 0-2.
Pop one up here, Alex.
Yeah, let's get out of this jam. First time they had a runner 90 feet away, Fee.
Yep. First time they're sniffing.
Oh, he hits
him. Now he hit him.
So now he loads the bases. We had two outs. Nobody on. I'm bragging up how
here
we went
Coach.
15-16, and I think that might be the end of it here for Big Lukey. You going to call time? You're going to go out and talk to him anyway. Tell you what, we'll take a quick break here, Brady. We'll see what Coach Ike's going to do with his squad, and we'll be back right after this.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social is coming up on Sunday, June 7th from 4 to 7. It'll be drive-through only.
I got it.
All right, here we go, Fee. Tying run at the plate now. This is bizarre. Bases loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Hartman, your batter. He's 0 for 2.
Luke.
First pitch in there.
I would say this is your last batter.
Yeah, so we kept talking about it, you know.
Let's get him out.
Come on, we got to score more runs. Come on. You know they're going to pull an inning like this somewhere, somehow, and here we are in the sixth inning, and they got bases loaded. Two outs, though. That one's in the dirt. Nice job by Brody. Just got throw strikes, Lukey. Defense been helping you. Come on, kid.
We got to help you.
Put it out there across the dish, see what he can do with it.
Yep.
Funderburg at third. Bakkens at second, Alex May at first.
No free one.
Luke steps off the mound here. Working from the windup.
Wouldn't be surprised if Brody sneaks one down there. Yeah, he's going back right away. The sophomore ain't taking any lead over first.
No. Caden not even going over there to keep him there, so.
No.
Three balls, no strikes. Well, you need a strike here, Lukey. And he gets it.
He gets one.
He
battle back,
gets it.
Big fella. Battle
got to throw
seven.
Three of them here. He's going to look at another one. I guarantee it. He's going to look at another one.
Boy, this kid's little.
Yeah, he's going to look at another one.
Freshman.
Here comes the pitch. Outside. Ball four.
Walked her on in.
So that is not what you want to see. And I think this time coach is going to say, all right, we got to get a new guy loose. Looks like Caden Homan's coming in. He's going to take off the sleeve, and he's going to try to finish this ball game. All right, we got one run across the plate. It's a 4-1 ball game. Bases loaded, two outs. Here we are, top of the sixth inning. We're going to take a quick break here, let Caden warm up, and we'll be back. Try to get it out here right after this.
The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social is coming up on Sunday, June 7th from 4 to 7. It'll be drive-through only this year, and the ice cream will be available at a set price in half gallons only. The ice cream is made by Young's Jersey Dairy in Yellow Springs, and they have all your favorite flavors. Peaches and cream, sea salt caramel, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, with eight flavors in all to choose from. They'll also have all their favorite sandwiches, hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, and the sandwiches will be for a free will offering. The money raised will go to their friends in need. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 7th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. It'll be drive-through only this year. The Fort Recovery Public Library is presenting another Unlock the Box adventure, What Was Unearthed at the Creepy Campout. Bring in your crew and solve all the puzzles to discover what was found. This event will be happening at our library Tuesday, June 16th through Saturday, June 20th during regular library hours, and our library is closed on Thursdays. Pre-registration is required, so get your team registered for your team's 45-minute session by stopping into the library or calling them at 375-2869. Have some fun with your friends and family by playing Unlock the Box, What Was Unearthed at the Creepy Campout. Game dates are Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, June 16th through 20th, during regular library hours. Pre-registration is required, so be sure to call or stop by the library soon to pre-register for this fun event. It's back, summer basketball at the Fort. Starting in June, there will be open court play at Fortsite Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15. Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom.
All right, we're back here. Now we got Caden Homan up there on the mound here trying to get us one out.
Just get us an out.
Come on, kid. Bases loaded. First pitch. Pop straight up in there. Come on, get into here.
Stay here, Brody.
Come on, Brady.
No.
Hit the top of the old dugout.
Dugout, clunk. What do you get ahead? That's all right.
Can't find this country day score.
Still looking?
Yeah, can't find it.
No luck.
All right, Caden gets in front. No balls and a strike. Probably good thinking. He knew he was going to get a straight one right down the middle. Just missed it.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Atta
pulled
boy.
One
Atta
on
boy.
Him right there. Now, Caden's
nothing
out
too
in front.
Good now,
yeah,
Caden.
Yeah,
come on, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Make him chase.
Make him chase some.
That was in the dirt. All right, good
That's
pitch.
All right, good place to put it.
One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Bases loaded, one across the plate.
I wouldn't give in to
4-1 ball game, Fee.
Yep.
Come on, let's go.
Bases
Gotta
loaded.
Get it out here.
Sitting down. Did he go around?
Looking to see down there. Going to appeal it down to the first base umpire.
Never seen one do it.
And he's safe. He wouldn't go ring him up, was he?
No.
No.
2-2.
Evens the count of two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Still working hard here, Caden.
Go ahead and run at the plate. Jade Blackburn.
Strike!
And that time he throws one at his knees and he goes down looking. Indians get out of a big jam. Nice job by Caden Homan. Now, we got to come in and get that run back here. Indians now in front, 4-1. We go to the bottom of the six right after this.
It's back. Summer basketball at the Fort.
Starting in June, there will be open court play at Forsyth Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15. Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeiring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom and dad's names and phone numbers, the student's name and grade level, and other important information. Snacks will be provided, but you'll need to provide your own water. Girls are welcome to play, and if enough girls sign up, they'll set up a separate day for them. This was a very popular activity the last several years, and it just keeps growing. Don't get left out. Summer basketball at the Fort, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in June. Register ahead of time at KarenSmithMeiring@yahoo.com.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds, bottom of the sixth. Wangler Hardware, did you get out there Saturday, Calvin? They had a heck of a spread out there at the old
I did. I got some smoked stuff there. They had the old Traegers, not Traegers, the...
Rectekkers.
Rectekkers going, yeah. And that guy and that lady out there, man, they made some good food stuff.
Real good food. Sold a lot of grills. Great job for the old Hardware boys.
Number 11, Grant Fortkamp.
Grant Fortkamp's going to lead off for the Indians.
I had some of the cowboy beans.
Oh, they were good.
Woo!
Delicious. What?
Grant Fortkamp getting his first look here at the ball game here. Bottom of the sixth, Indians clinging to a 3-run lead. Come on.
We need the answer
I'd like
back
to get their
here.
Run back.
There's a shot into center.
Atta, baby.
Base hit. That a boy, Grant. Leads off here in the bottom of the sixth with a single.
Kind of jammed him, and he hit it where they ain't.
Yep. Back to the top of the lineup.
Number 99, Reese Wendell.
Reese Wendell. Struck out his first time up. Base on balls his second time. And grounded a shot to the third baseman his last time up. Ball high.
Nice to get that leadoff guy on.
Absolutely.
Have we had the leadoff guy on? Maybe once, I can think of.
Possibly once, yeah.
Seemed like we did a lot of our damage there. We'd score our run with two outs about every time.
Yep. I'm with you. Whew. Three balls, no strikes. A little low. Innings lead it 4-1 here.
Roberts wanted that pitch, you can tell.
Yeah. He's pitched a good game.
Yeah, he has. So hats off to the young man.
Yeah, young man's pitched pretty good. Junior, he'll be back next year.
Taking all the way. Reese Wendell.
Three balls, one strike now. Hitter's pitch time, 99. Let's see if we can't get Grant going, and he is. Is that ball four? Go,
that's
baby,
that's
going to
get out to center field. Nobody backed that up. Grant's going to end up over here at third.
Yeah, it was based on balls.
So, really, let's see what the call is here. So, he stole on ball four.
They threw it down.
And they threw it. I think he can advance to third, right?
Sure can.
Grant.
Reese is on there.
Grant didn't know it was ball four, right? He had his head down hauling butt.
He was hauling butt, yep.
Coach coming out here to talk to J.J. Roberts. I'd be shocked if he leaves him in here.
Yeah, I would, unless they ain't got anybody.
Unless you don't have anybody. That's right.
That'd be the only reason. We got him at first and third. Nobody out. This is going to be our inning.
Yeah, probably. Let's get a crazy number here one
let's
time.
Put a 4-5 on the books. Coaster into the seventh inning.
Let Caden take care of his business.
Yep, I agree. Get the save and get out of here.
So when you're the first base coach, like every time that Benny's come over. He's always went around the back of the mound. Are you not allowed to go in front of the mound?
I always went in front.
Okay. That's
half time, I'd pick the ball up off there and hand it to the pitcher.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, we got a new guy. Number five.
Number five coming in here.
Waylon Holtzberry.
Oh, yeah.
Waylon's going to come in and throw. We might as well take a break here, Benson.
Yep.
Pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds. Don't forget, this will be your last shot at having a pizza at the old bowl now. They're closing her down on Sunday, Kathy.
Sunday's the last day. I'll get me one more pie.
Get another pie before they call the season. Corey and Jared do a great job out there.
Nah, it is a lot of fun. Wonder if I can get some made and just put them in the freezer. Will they do that?
Wonder if you can do that.
You ever done that?
Nope.
Me neither.
There goes the runner. Up easy. Stolen base.
Yeah, Reese wasn't going to screw around here. He's going to get down to second base. And now with nobody out, let's see if we can't get Posty to drive in a couple guys here.
Yeah.
Posty's get that one we lost back and add.
Posty had an RBI in the second inning, I believe, with a double or base hit. Right down the right field line. One ball, one strike here. Indians, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. We got them at second and third. Colson Post is our hitter. Way high.
Bubba's head high.
Two balls, one strike.
I'd be patient here a little bit, I think.
Yeah, new guy.
Yeah.
Make him throw a strike. Whoa, he ripped that one down right field.
This could be right. Hit the light pole down there.
Catch the light pole out there. That one was hit.
On the screws.
On the screws, and he pulled the crap out of it. Waylon Holtzberry is your pitcher. Might have hit him.
He's squirting around there. I don't know.
It's in the dirt. J.J. Roberts did a nice job today.
Yeah, I think he went over to short.
Yep, he's at shortstop. Little flip-flop.
Yep.
All right, Colson. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. That's a base hit into right field. That's going to score one. I would say probably score two. He better go.
Oh, that's
nice
a great slide.
Slide. Dove in there.
That right there is why the senior scores that run right there.
That's a big-time slide there. Got away from the tag. The ball beat him there. He had him. But a great slide gets him a run.
Gets
nice
way
job.
Outside and throws that left hand across the plate. That was fantastic.
Single, and he moves up to second on the throw.
There we go.
Colson, nice job. Fill a couple more of them in here. I like that.
Posty with his third RBI here tonight. Nice job.
Posty having a heck of a game. That brings Luke Fortkamp. Still looking to probably the pitcher of going to get the win.
I would say he's going to get the win, sure.
We can get out of this.
Unless they score four runs, right?
Yeah, I'd say.
Am I right or am I wrong? I think as long as
they stay under four, we got them.
He gets a dub.
Strike. One ball, one strike on Luke. Nobody out here. Colson Post in scoring position at second base. Indians having a nice little inning here.
Finally get that crooked number, Fee.
Got the crooked number answered back. Nicely done. Two balls and a strike on the big senior first baseman. Two runs already in.
That base hit scored them two runs. Definitely dropped their heads a little bit.
Yeah, that put a little hurt to them.
Yeah, dropped their heads. You can see their mojo just kind of.
Strike. Looked low to me, but.
Kind of lost it.
Two balls, two strikes on Big Lou. Just push one out in the right field. Base hit. Gets an RBI here. Just like that. Right field, base hit. Here comes Colson rounding third and head for him.
There we go.
RBI for Luke. Nicely done, Luke. Three runs in the inning. Makes the score 7-1, Indians. And brings Garks to the plate. Alex Garkey had a double his first time up. Base on balls the second time. Base on balls the third time.
Then he had another hit, didn't he?
And then he had another hit.
Indians now with nine hits. That one
ball gets
past the catcher.
Big Luke will move down in scoring position. With an ugly slide into second.
A little late.
Yeah, it was a little late. About jammed his foot in the back.
Got to start that slide about a step and a half earlier, Biggin.
Big fella don't hit the dirt too many times, I'd say.
He's like, wait, I'm going to slide?
I got to slide? They're going to walk. Intentionally walk, Garkey. That's a lot of showing a little.
Yeah, you got to know. You can respect him.
You got to respect him.
Now batting number 55. Brady
this Park. Is where 55 needs to hit one off the fence.
Yep. This is where Brady's got to get one on.
Runners at first and second. Still nobody out here.
Make
bottom
them
of the
pay.
Six.
Make them pay.
Three runs in.
Give us a free pass.
Yep. Indians 3-7 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Cardinals got 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. There's a line drive. Right fielder's coming in. He's got it. Big Luke's going to tag. He kind of bobbled it there at the end, but I think
yeah,
it was
I think
the,
he caught
it was on
it.
The exchange, right?
Yeah, I think he caught it, and then he was coming up to throw it, and then lost the ball. It gave time for Luke to get over to third.
Yep, I agree. Luke is now on third base.
Number 10, Caden Homan.
Brody had a fly out to number 9 for the first out, and here comes Caden Homan.
Come on, 10.
Hit it hard last time right at the second baseman.
Find the gap.
There goes our runner. So right back to the pitcher, and the runners are on second and third. Nice job by Alex.
The Indians finally get a crazy inning going here, and they're going to try to pour the coals to them here.
I think you're right. Let's leave no doubt here. Ball high. One ball, one strike on Caden. Caden came in the last inning and put out a big fire. Bases loaded, two outs. Struck the guy out.
Yeah, it was a big-time K.
Come on, Dan. Help yourself. Popped a little late. He's mad at himself on that one because he just missed it.
Yeah, because he took a pretty good cut at that one.
Yes, he did. That was a good pitch, too. Good pitch to hit.
6:48 in the evening here.
6:48. This baby's moving right along. Ball out. Two balls, two strikes. One away. Bottom of the sixth. Innings lead at 7-1. Big number 10 steps in. Pops her foul.
Keeps
attaboy.
Fighting.
Attaboy. Keep battling. No balls. We're out of balls again.
There we got one.
Somebody threw one in.
They got a couple over there. Came in from foul territory.
Yeah. Come on, Caden. Caden 0-for-3 on the night so far. Fly out twice and hit a rocket at the second baseman.
Come on, Tan. Get your hit here.
Hit a gap
get
here. Get your hit. Find an open hole somewhere. He hit it hard. Way back. Get out of here. Get
Come on
that fence. Get on that fence. Oh, what a catch. Nicely done there.
That's the furthest one we've seen. Hit out to the stockade.
Out to the stockade, and he made track an unbelievable
catch. And a circus catch.
That's a sacrifice.
That's the first ball I've seen hit out there.
Whew, and that was to the opposite field.
Yeah, he goes up, and I thought it might have had a chance to get out.
Got a bunch of that one, yeah. Did what he was supposed to do there. Added another run to it. That's our fourth run in the inning.
Good job, Pods.
Atta boy. Now we're getting somewhere. That brings Garrett Diller back up. That's by him. Here comes big fella. The big fella's coming hot. Slides in. I don't know if he hit the pitcher's foot.
I think, huh?
Or his foot just caught or something. But anyhow,
Ducks come in.
Scores on
base
the
is cleared.
Pitch. We have nobody on the base. That's what we like to see.
Nine runs on nine hits.
Yes, sir. Garrett Diller, right fielder. I think something happened to the pitcher. I'm
yeah,
not sure
pitcher
what.
Ain't 100%, is he?
He's got something going on there. I don't know if he got either. He might have got spiked a little bit. Or his foot jammed or caught.
Something was a little goofy there, but I don't think Garks did anything.
No, Garks didn't do anything wrong. He slid like he's supposed to. But I think they're going to bring their trainer out.
They're going to bring their trainer out. Take a peeky boo with this one.
Take a peeky boo. We might as well take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Indians got five across the plate here. 9-1 lead.
Sixth inning. We'll be right back.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
All right, now we're back.
Young man stayed out
there.
Garrett
Diller. He stayed out there. He's toughing it up. He threw it right by Diller there. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Great inning for the Indians. They put five on the board already. Man, this kid is throwing right now.
He's mad.
This is frustration throwing right now. One ball, two strikes. He is just rearing back and firing it. So I don't need no signal. Strug him out. Three pitches. Choom, choom, choom. But in the inning, the Indians get five big runs on. Looks like four hits.
Yep.
Nobody left on base. After six complete, the Indians lead it 9-1.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.highbid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Caden Homan takes care of business here, and the Indians will move on to tomorrow night to the district finals.
There's strike one.
Caden coming out firing, going to throw strikes. That's all we need here,
brother. That's what he's got to do. Let him hit, pitch to contact, and we'll play some D and get out of here.
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right, two. Attaboy.
Two pitches, two strikes. Exactly what we're supposed to do.
That's what we want. Alfred Johnson's a hitter.
Like V said, nine runs, nine hits.
Whew.
Nothing wrong with that little curveball right there.
That's a pretty good one there.
Yeah, the Cardinals, they put seven guys to the plate. There's
good
a swing
pitch,
miss. Nice job by Caden. So he's faced two guys, and he struck them both out, P.
That's what we like to see.
Absolutely.
About two more would be perfect.
You ain't kidding. Connor Hayes is going to be the batter now.
Still get him a save here, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know the rule on that.
I'm not sure how that is either. I'll give him a save in my book.
That's stirred up. Brody's got a shot at this one. And he does. Two up, two down.
Two down, that a boy.
So the Indians now one out away from the district finals.
Still never figured out who we're playing yet, have you?
No, can't find anything.
Can't see nothing.
Nobody, sure the athletic director's all on vacation. Nobody put the store up.
Everybody's taking a break. Everybody's in Disneyland.
Potsy, she ain't around. Where's Potsy at tonight?
Potsy was taking $10 out there. She's making money.
Oh, Potsy's taking the Scoobies?
$10 ahead, yep.
Did she make you pay?
Nope. I gave her the old. Hattie Hoo.
Hey, Potsy. I snuck in the back door.
You got the back door, yeah.
There's a nice pitch right there.
That boy, 10. Reach back and get this thing over with.
Come on here. J.J. Roberts, the batter, the leadoff guy.
A little high there. Just go get him. A thunder season right here, big fella.
A little low right there.
A little low.
I think it's 3-1.
3-0.
I thought we had a strike. Three balls, no strikes. To the leadoff guy, J.J. Roberts. Huh. Waylon Holtzberry's on deck. That one's inside. Ball four.
Ball four.
So base on balls given up by Caden. Puts a runner at first base.
Come on, Caden.
Believe it or not, that is the first walk given up by the Indian pitchers tonight. Not bad on that.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's what we like. I like seeing no walks, and I like seeing no errors.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's pretty clean baseball right there. If you can, just repeat that, you know, keep it going.
And put 9 hits on the board, you're going to win a lot of games.
You bet. There's a pitch that's outside. 5 straight balls.
Come on, big fella. Let's go.
Come on, 10. Find a plate here, kid.
Give him something to hit.
There is a ground ball over to Posty. Posty comes up with it, fires for the short one over
there
to Ian McCain. And that'll do it.
We're in the finals.
That's the ball game. We head to the district championship tomorrow night. We're going to play in Trenton, Ohio at Edgewood Middle School, 5005 State Route 73 in Trenton, Ohio. Guys are going to go out there and shake hands. We'll do a quick wrap up here tonight's ball game. Indians move on to tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it, Fee. We'll be back right after this for the quick post game wrap up.
Wrap up.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided.
All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Quick post-game wrap-up. Indians win this puppy tonight, Fee. 9-1.
9-1.
On, you know, we just kind of, we scored them runs. 1-1-1-1. Yep. One, and then we kind of busted it loose there in the sixth. You got us 5 runs. And,
yep.
And that definitely took the wind out of their sails and ends the season for the Triad Cardinals.
Yep.
Got to give the hats off to what was his name? J.J. Roberts.
J.J. Roberts
pitched a pretty
nice
dang nice game.
Nice game coming in here.
Pitched a good game, and I think that young man, he'll be a great pitcher for Triad next spring, too.
Yep, he'll be back next year. And
yeah.
Pretty good ball club. They played well tonight.
Absolutely. They ended up with 1 run on 4 hits. They struck out 4 times. They got 1 free pass, and that was given up by Caden in the last inning. They strand 6. We thumped them 3 times.
Yep.
Yeah. That was all Luke.
Luke
said, that's it. I'm hitting you.
I got to hit a few
people. So Luke takes him out 3 times, hits him. I don't think they did have a stolen base. They committed that one error, and that was the only error of the ball game, Fee.
That was it. Clean game.
Yeah. And the two guys, the number 3 guy and the number 4 guy, Duncan Funderburg and Ty Botkins, the only two guys.
Hits.
They had all four of the hits, and Funderburg scored their only run. For the Indians, 9 runs on 9 hits. We struck out 5 times. We got 4 free passes. We stranded 6 also. We got thumped 1 time, and I think that was Hardy, wasn't it? Brady Hart?
Yep.
Got a little nipper on the helmet. We stole 4 bases tonight, and we did not commit any errors.
Nope.
Postie had 2 hits, at least 3 RBIs. I know that for sure.
Yep.
Luke Forkamp had a base hit. He pitched. He actually pitched a tremendous game.
Good game.
He had settled down 15 of 16 guys, and then all of a sudden just kind of lost it.
Just kind of ran out of gas.
And the gas tank was empty, and Coach got him out. Caden come in, Caden took care of biz.
Finished the business, and this is kind of what we talk about all year. You know, when we play clean and don't have any errors, we can hit with anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we can hit with anybody. We had 9 hits tonight. We put 9 hits on the board the rest of the way. We're going to have a lot of fun the next few years.
You betcha, Fee. Alex Garkey also with 2 hits. He's seeing the ball as good as as ever.
Hitting the ball
seen
hard.
The ball.
Yep.
Dylan Klinke had a couple of hits tonight.
Yep.
And actually, I think Dylan had one, and then Garrett Diller came in
Garrett
and
Diller
actually
had
one. That was the
Colson.
Two.
Colson Post had a big RBIs, had 3 RBIs, didn't he?
Yep. Reese
LeFevre
had a base hit his first time up.
Yep.
And then Grant Forkamp came up and pinched hit for Hayden Seifring, and he had a base hit. That's all 9 hits
team
for the
effort tonight.
Yeah. It was good to see, and Coach Hank's got to be thrilled. Now we still have our ace left for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And
go down there and see if we can do some.
Spencey said the Country Day is up 7-3 over Bernard Elmwood, St. Bernard. So I'm going to say the address one more time. It's the Edgewood Middle School, 5005, State Route 73, Trenton, Ohio. And the game is going to probably be at 5 o'clock. I don't see anything on here, but I'm assuming 5 o'clock, right?
I would say it is, yep.
5 o'clock, Spencey?
Yep.
Oh, there it is, 5 o'clock. Very good. So Fee and I is going to head down there. I hope everybody else makes a trip down there to Trentwood, too. But if you can't,
cheer them on.
Listen to us at 107.3.
Yeah, we'll tell you what's going on.
We're
going
to see if we can't get us another dub and move on to the regionals. That would be super fun. And I tell you what, for me, Fee, Benson, we're going to sign off here. And we appreciate everybody listening to it. We're going to go to the championship game tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. We'll be there.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!